Pope Benedict XVI made his entrance into St. Peter's Square Wednesday morning to the applause of thousands. Dressed in plain white vestments, the Holy Father emerged from beneath the Arch of Bells aboard the open-topped white Jeep at 10:30. Flags, banners and scarves unfurled into the breeze, reflecting the countless nations from Europe, the Americas and Asia present in the square.
Il Santo Padre da ora inizio all'udienza generale.
The Holy Father then made his way to the throne placed before the facade of St. Peter's Basilica and, making the sign of the cross, opened the first general audience of his pontificate.
Nel nome del Padre,
in eight languages, the Pope greeted and spoke to those gathered before him. Each greeting was preceded by an announcement of the various pilgrim groups that had made their way to St. Peter's Square. Pilgrims from parishes as distant as Vietnam and the Philippines and as close by as the Diocese of Rome all had a special mention in the Pope's address.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims are happy to have this occasion to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter.
Dear brothers and sisters, it is with great joy that I welcome you and also greet those following this audience through radio and television. After the holy death of my beloved predecessor, Pope John Paul II, I come before you today for my first general audience. Filled with sentiments of awe and thanksgiving, I wish to speak of why I chose the name Benedict. Firstly, I remember Pope Benedict XV, that courageous prophet of peace, who guided the Church through turbulent times of war. In his footsteps, I place my ministry in the service of reconciliation and harmony between peoples. Additionally, I recall St. Benedict of Norcia, co-patron of Europe, whose life evokes the Christian roots of Europe. I ask him to help us all to hold firm to the centrality of Christ in our Christian life. May Christ always take first place in our thoughts and actions. I extend a special welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims here today, including groups from England, Wales, Ireland, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Australia, Vietnam, India, Pakistan, Singapore, and the United States of America. Thank you for the affection with which you have greeted me. Upon all of you, I invoke the peace and joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Before closing the audience, Pope Benedict gave a special mention to the sick, the newlywed, but above all, to the young. "My thoughts are with you," he said, "because the risen Christ is in each of your hearts, my dear young people, so you are ready to follow him with joy."
Cantando la preghiera del Padre Nostro.
The Pope then imparted his apostolic blessing upon all those present and led the congregation of nations as they sang the Our Father, bringing to an end the first weekly general audience of Pope Benedict XVI. I'm Emma McCarthy.